This evening, the Coliseum here in Rome will be lit up to mark the abolition of the death penalty in New Mexico. Governor Bill Richardson signed the law repealing the death penalty on March 18th. Richardson once supported the punishment, as did most of the people in his state. Now polls show over 60% of the people of New Mexico supporting the new law, which goes into effect on July 1st. Governor Richardson was in Rome to attend the lighting ceremony at the Colosseum. I spoke to him earlier today and asked him why he changed his mind on the death penalty.
Well, it was the toughest decision in my political life. I changed my position because I had supported the death penalty. Why? Because I think life imprisonment without parole is worse than death and a suitable punishment. Secondly, the fact that America is increasingly isolated on this issue with the rest of the world going in another direction. The fact that it's mainly minorities on death row. DNA evidence has been faulty. The fact that in the last 10 years there have been 130 exonerations. All of that, plus my own church, my archbishop, influenced me to sign the bill. And looking back, the fact that New Mexicans supported by over 60%, I believe was the right choice, but it was a very tough decision.
Recently, when we in Europe have heard about successes dealing with the death penalty, they've almost exclusively been about Supreme Court cases, limiting who can be executed, for example. Do you feel more satisfied that this happened through a legislative process than a judicial process?
Yes, the fact that the people voted through their elected representatives, through a legislature in New Mexico, through a governor that could sign or veto the bill. Public opinion in New Mexico changed, and it went straight to their elected representatives. This is decisions that should be made by the people, by legislative bodies, not by single judges or judicial tribunals. This is a moral issue.
Why do you think the attitude is so different in Europe and other parts of the world than it is in the United States?
Well, I believe that Europe public opinion on this moral issue is ahead of America's. And the fact that in America we have 50 states with strong local governments, strong state government. And so I think it's easier for a national legislature to abolish the death penalty in a European country than it is in the United States. But I still do think that America is behind even third world countries on this issue, that morally and financially and internationally, I believe it's best to get rid of the death penalty. And I'm glad America, through what we did in New Mexico, is starting to catch on.